everyone, to welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe, and you are joining us at the place where learning English is always fun. Now, why go out and play when you can have some fun watching Studio Classroom, right? Especially in a lesson like today's. I have decided that I would like to be in a Chinese opera. I have the costume. I think that I am ready. Do you think that I can do it? Well, here it goes. Wait, am I forgetting something? Those performing Chinese opera usually have a painted face. My face isn't painted. I can't perform Chinese opera without a painted face. Maybe Rebecca will be able to help me. Anyway, today we are going to continue with our lesson called Who's Behind the Mask? We're going to discuss facial design and what is being done to promote the arts. Well, let's get started with today's lesson. Here we go.
Who's behind the mask? Facial design. Traditionally, performers used masks for their facial design. Today, however, performers use makeup. They paint colorful designs on their faces. These colors and designs help to create each character. For example, a brave character has a red face, while a black face means bold. A yellow and white face represents someone who is dishonest. Promoting the arts. The National Taiwan College of Performing Arts, NTCPA, desires to keep the art of Chinese opera alive.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们要来看的是 facial 这个形容词。Facial 是指脸部的。例如 the victim of the car accident has gone through several facial surgeries to reconstruct her jaw. 这个车祸的受害者经历了几次的脸部手术来重建她的下颚。或者是 Cindy's facial expressions always show her true feelings. Cindy 的脸部表情总是会泄露出她真实的情感。Facial 可以当名词，意思就是指脸部保养。例如 Alice got a facial during her lunch break. Alice 在午休的时候做了个脸。接下来我们看的是 bold 这个形容词。Bold 是指大胆的或勇敢的。例如 The firefighter's bold act won him praises from the people. 这位消防队员勇敢的举动赢得了人们的称赞。Bold 也是鲁莽的或未经考虑的。例如 The interviewee was offended by the reporter's bold questions. 这位受访者因为记者鲁莽的问题而觉得被冒犯了。
Okay, everyone, I'm Rebecca, and today we have an exciting lesson all about Chinese opera. And as you can see, Gabe is dressed for Chinese opera. Maybe he'll perform for us today.
I don't have time to perform today, but maybe sometime in the future. Oh no, I don't have a mask.
Well, I have a mask for you.
Rebecca, thank you so much. This is great.
Well, you know, talking about masks, our lesson, or the start of our lesson, is all about facial design. We read, traditionally, performers use masks for their facial design. Today, however, performers use makeup, just like in this picture over here.
That's right. So two different styles, one with a mask and one with makeup. And we read on here that they paint colorful designs on their faces.Let's read on a couple of sentences down. For example, a brave character has a red face, while a black face means bold. Interesting.
That's very interesting. So one thing might be red to me, but black to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
What exactly does that mean? Well, let's go visit the guys in the info cloud. They might be able to tell us.
If I describe something as black, while Ken calls the same thing red, Could we both be correct? The answer is yes, but for reasons different than you might think.
Take tea, for example. What Westerners refer to as black tea, people here in Asia call red tea. The tea is the same, but it's described differently. Why is that?
Well, Westerners call black tea black because of the color of the tea leaves. Asians, on the other hand, refer to a tea's color according to the liquid in the cup.
How about sugar? Is the brown sugar of the West the same as the black sugar that's popular here in Asia?
No, they're not. They're two different products. Brown sugar is refined with a little molasses added back in for color and flavor. Black sugar, in contrast, is unrefined and actually has some nutritional value.
Okay, one more. Some of my Chinese friends insist their eyes are black, but I say they're brown.
Well, black is the rarest eye color in the world, while brown eyes are the most common, found in 55% of the world's population. So, Ken, I'd say you're probably right. They're brown, or very dark brown, anyway.
不知道你可曾注意到西方人跟东方人对某些颜色有不同的认知，比方说红茶在欧美国家叫做 black tea 黑茶，这是因为西方人的着眼点是茶叶的本身，那是黑色的，而东方人看到的是茶水的颜色。但糖就不同了，西方人说的 brown sugar 跟我们讲的黑糖并不一样。 brown sugar 其实是经过加工比较精致的糖，而黑糖并没有经过加工，它的营养价值也比 brown sugar 来得高。最后，眼睛的颜色对东方人而言就是黑色，我们是怎么形容自己的？黑眼睛、黑头发、黄皮肤。其实在英文用 yellow 来形容某人的肤色是个带有种族歧视的字眼，跟 black white 是不一样的。但讲到眼睛，西方人的眼睛有很多不同的颜色，因此呢，他们对眼睛的颜色也形容的比较精准。其实世界上真正有黑色眼珠的人非常的少，东方人的眼珠一般应该算是 dark brown 深咖啡色，不是黑色。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
So is it black tea or 红茶? I guess they could be the same thing. Well, speaking of a red face, wait a minute, what does that mean in a Chinese opera?
Red face means the character is brave.
You got it, Rebecca.
I think, I have a mask with a red face. That means I must be brave.
You must be a brave character. Well, friends, we're learning all about Chinese opera and the different colors that you could use when you are painting your makeup. And we read on here about promoting the arts. Now let's take a look at this word, promote. When you promote something, that means you're encouraging people to get involved in something.
Exactly. So you could say, Sally wants to start a new campaign to promote safe driving, or perhaps there's a music concert coming up. You could say, I want to promote that music concert.
Or perhaps your teacher wants to promote teamwork in the classroom. That is a good thing to promote. We read on here, the National Taiwan College of Performing Arts, or NTCPA, desires to keep the art of Chinese opera alive. And let's take a look at that phrase, to keep something alive. That means you're making sure that it keeps going.
Exactly. And when I think of this phrase, I think of family traditions. Do you have any family traditions, Gabe, that you are trying to keep alive?
Well, we always celebrate Christmas every year and Easter. Those are some traditions, some holidays that we like to celebrate and keep alive. Now, we see another phrase here, and that is the art of Chinese opera. Now, many things can be an art, right? If you learn to do something skillfully, that could be an art.
Exactly. So you could master the art of cooking or master the art of playing an instrument. And talking about cooking, you know, last week I made jiaozi dumplings. And I realized it's going to take me a while to master the art of making dumplings.
Well, it is quite an art. Friends, we have something special for you right now. It is a little video of Chinese opera.
Hey, everybody. Hey, welcome back to Studio Classroom. We're having a lot of fun here. I am definitely ready to perform Chinese opera. I'm wearing a costume, and I found a cool mask to wear. Well, actually, Rebecca gave me this mask. Now, what kind of character would you want to be in a Chinese opera? Would you want to be a brave character with a red painted face? Or perhaps would you like to be a bold character and paint your face black? I like this mask here. Now, speaking of performing, we just learned that the National Taiwan College of Performing Arts is working to keep Chinese opera alive, and I'm glad about that. Let's continue learning about this school.
Who's behind the mask? The school provides an education system for ambitious students. They train talented students in Jingju, acrobatics, and Qiqu music. Also included are Ge Cai Xi, theater arts, and Hakka opera. Only the most promising students are accepted to study at NTCPA. Applicants must pass a written test, an audition, and an interview. Once accepted into the program, students begin a 7 to 12 year journey through the school. After graduation, many go on to work as professional actors on stage or in the movies.
OK, 其实我们看的是 promising 这个形容词，它原来是 promise, P-R-O-M-I-S-E, 承诺这个动词的现在分词，当形容词是指有希望的或者是有前途的。例如 ,you can see many promising young talents on this new TV show. 在这个新的电视节目中你可以看到许多前景可期的年轻艺人。或者是 Josh has been working on a very promising project for weeks.Josh 这几周都在忙着预备一个很有希望的案子，所以我们看的是 graduation 这个名词。Graduation 是指毕业，例如 soon after graduation, Timothy found a job in a big firm. 毕业不久 ，Timothy 就在一家大公司找到了工作。它的动词是 graduate, G-R-A-D-U-A-T-E. 例如 ，Sherry graduated from UCLA in 1998. Sherry 是1998年从 UCLA 毕业的。And now let's go back to our teachers.
So here in our lesson, we read, the school, that is the National Taiwan College of Performing Arts, provides an education system for ambitious students. Now we want to talk about this phrase, to provide for. This just means that it gives you something that perhaps you might need. For example, you could say, this book I have,provides information for those who want to study overseas.
If you go to Friday Night Live, we provide a fun and safe place for students to practice their English. Okay, so think of other ways you can use that phrase to provide something for somebody else.
Exactly. So let's continue on with our lesson. We read, they train talented students in Jingju, acrobatics, and was it...
Qiqu
music.
Qiqu. Yeah,
you say it so well.
Well, no, I still need practice. But yes, they provide a lot of different classes, and they also include Ge Cai Xi. I have seen that kind of performance before. It's also very fun. So theater arts and Hakka opera are also involved.
So what students go to this, attend this school? Well, our lesson says...Only the most promising students are accepted to study at NTCPA. And yes, we want to talk about that word, promising.
Okay, so if something is promising, if someone is promising, then it shows signs of future success. Mm-hmm. So someone could be promising, they show signs that they will be very successful in the future. Or maybe you have a promising career ahead of you. It shows signs of success.
Exactly. So our lesson continues.Applicants must pass a written test, an audition, and an interview. And what's the difference between an audition and an interview? That's a great question, isn't it?
An audition is basically a demonstration of your skill for people to see. It's kind of like a little performance. Mm-hmm. An interview is when you meet with somebody to see if they should be hired for the job.
And once accepted into the program, students begin a 7 to 12 year journey through the school. That is a very long journey. Well, you know what time it is right now? It's time for us to go visit Liz so we can take a closer look at something in this sentence.
Hi there, friends. I hope you're all doing well today. My name is Liz, and here's a closer look at today's sentence. Once accepted into the program, students begin a 7 to 12 year journey through the school. Our focus today is on the pattern. Once, subject begins a process. This pattern is a shorter way of saying once something has happened, subject begins a process. So, today's sentence just means once the students are accepted into the program, they begin their journey through the school. Because the subject for both the first part of the sentence and the second part of the sentence are the same, there is no need to repeat the subject. If you use this pattern, you can see there is no subject in the first part of the sentence because it is understood that we're talking about the same subject. This is a good pattern to use when you want to talk about how somebody begins a certain process once something has happened to them. For example, once approved by the department supervisor, the interns begin their training almost immediately. Or, once defeated in the first round, the losing contestants begin scrambling to avoid getting kicked out in the second round. And that's it for now. See you next time.
Thank you, Liz. So, our lesson says, after graduation, many, of course, many students, that is, go on to work as professional actors on stage or in the movies. And talking about professional, look at this picture over here.
Oh, so cool!
She looks very professional, and she might be someone who goes on to perform on stage or in the movies.
Well, I have a friend who did just that. She spent many years, from early teenage years all the way through college, learning how to do Chinese opera. And she is amazing. She's a professional. Well, friends, right now it's time for us to enjoy a review skit. We'll see you after the editor's summary.
Susan came to Hong Kong City, came alone in front of...
What are you doing? Are you okay?
I can't talk now.
I can't talk now. I'm practicing.
Practicing what?
Chinese opera.
It's an important element of Chinese culture.
Chinese opera.
Yes. Lively music. Singing. Beating drums. Colorful costumes. Beautiful background.
Wow, this is amazing.
Yes, beautiful paintings, hand movements, and martial arts help to tell famous stories of long ago.
Is Chinese opera all the same?
Woo-hoo! There are different forms of Chinese opera. Beijing opera is the most famous.
With singing, dancing, and acrobatics.
And instruments, too. Drums, bells, and cymbals.
What do performers wear?
They wear costumes with many designs and colors. The costumes give clues about the characters and their roles.
Do actors wear masks?
Traditionally they did, but now they wear makeup with different colors and designs that represent different characters.
Wow, Chinese opera really is an art.
Yes, and my desire is to keep Chinese opera alive.
How will you promote it?
I'll attend the College of Performing Arts, They accept only the most promising students.
Like you.
Yeah, like me. That's why I'm practicing.
Susan went to Hong Kong City, came alone.
We are talking about Beijing Opera. And today we see that traditionally, performers used masks for facial design. But today, they use makeup. The designs they paint on their faces help create the character. So a brave character has a red face, while a black face means the person is bold. If you see a yellow and white face, you know the person is dishonest. How does this art stay alive? Well, the National Taiwan College of Performing Arts wants to keep the art alive, so they provide an educational system for talented students. Ge Zai Xi, Jing Ju, acrobatics, Hakka opera, and so on are all taught. To get in, an applicant must pass a written test, an audition, and an interview. A 7 to 12 year journey through the school program begins for an applicant who is accepted. Many students may work as professionals in this area after graduation.
Thank you, Linda. Well, I hope that you all have enjoyed learning about Chinese opera. Be sure to join us next time for another exciting lesson right here on Studio Classroom.